2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello!
9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
All right, I got something for us to talk about on our podcast.
Okay.
Sure. I hate that intro. What would you talk about on your podcast? I'll talk about your podcast, The Brooklyn Boys.
Oh, what about us? Oh, did you enjoy the last episode?
Yeah. I mean, no, very much so. Yeah. No, I don't hear all of them, but every once in a while I'll turn them on.
Yeah, okay.
Like every other week, you know, on average. Yeah. I love it. I love the energy. I love the fact that you guys go on there and you are yourselves and you have time to say the stuff, you know, that I won't let you say on the show.
Right. That's correct.
I'd rather you save it for your podcast. It's all for you.
Oh, is that why?
It's for your betterment.
Elvis said that for 3 years before we ever had a podcast.
I said, go get your own show.
Yeah.
And now you do.
I'm okay with that.
You have your own show. And you're talking about Gandhi and how you used her name to get her a seat at a table.
Yeah. Love that.
And but I started fact-checking.
Uh-oh.
Scary, for instance.
What's up?
Now, Gandhi, are you Gandhi's great-granddaughter or great-great-granddaughter?
Great-great.
Okay. Scary insisted you were great.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, I thought he was your great?
Nope. Great-great. Nope.
And there was another thing you said on the podcast, which was not correct.
Uh-oh.
Me?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I can't remember.
I love that you're fact-checking the Brooklyn Boys.
But I was on the treadmill listening to the Brooklyn Boys podcast. And by the way, it made the run go by really fast. I enjoyed it.
Did you start running faster?
Were you trying to run away from the podcast?
Yeah. I just didn't get away from it. I imagine you're like behind me.
Right.
And I just want to get the hell out of there. I love the podcast. I thought it's great. It's awesome. It's perfect the way it is.
Well, there was an interesting thing that came up on the podcast about him helping Gandhi. I asked him, would he have been more upset if he couldn't get the table because he would have felt bad for Gandhi or because it would have hurt his image as being able to get a table?
Right, the maestro.
And he said he'd be more upset if he couldn't get the table because it would make him look bad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Listen, I understand.
It was kind of like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. I better give it the gusto and make sure that this table gets booked.
Well, I love you for it.
So I went all in.
Thank you.
So I'm trying to think what else.
It.
There was something else. I was fact-checking you, and there was another fact you got totally wrong.
Really? But by the way, I just learned now that he was your great-great-granddad and not your great-grandfather. So that's my bad.
That's okay. Honestly, when people ask me, I just say he's my great-grandfather.
Right,
because
I heard you say it before.
After a great, it's like...
But what was the other thing? Okay, you talked about sports. You talked about... I don't know.
Okay.
I just want to let you know that I'm listening.
And taking notes.
And fact-checking.
Yes, I'm fact-checking.
I think you'd be proud of us. I'm
very proud of you. I think it's a great podcast. And it's growing. I see the numbers. It's growing every week. It's doing really well.
How's Fetch Ham doing?
Is there a Fetch Ham?
You're on Fetch Ham. You don't even know how Fetch Ham's doing.
I don't think Fetch Ham even happens.
Garrett, how's your podcast going?
It's great. I have
Celebrity Buzz.
Yeah, with Rob Shooter. And then I created something new called the Audio Laboratory because just like the Brooklyn Boys where they have all this stuff they want to say on the show, they have no time. I have all this audio that I don't get to use, so I put it all together, and that's how I got the Audio Laboratory.
That's so cool.
Nice.
I want to hear that because I love your audio stuff.
I had no idea. How long have you been doing this?
About a month.
Okay. I remember the fact-checking the Brooklyn Boys podcast. The other fact I think you got wrong was how Zagat, how they get their reviews. You said that people are hired and paid to do it. When I took part in that, I never got paid for doing that. Well, I sit in reviews.
They recruit everyday people to do it. I don't think that they get a form of payment, though.
Well, I thought you said that on your podcast.
I don't know if
I would check that out.
He did, and I said, I don't think that's correct.
Yeah.
But we did say Zagat right. By the way, we're talking about Garrett's podcast. We should talk about Froggy's podcast, the Playing Through podcast.
Yes.
It's about golf. So last week he interviewed Brooks Koepka.
The number two golfer in the world.
That's right. And he had a quote that went viral. All the Golf Digest, Golf World, all the golf sites got picked up. And his listenership for this past episode went up 350%. So
Whoa.
Good for Froggy.
Go Froggy.
That's awesome. Frog.
All right. We got to come up with an idea.
We sat with one of the podcast gurus of our company.
Maddie.
And he said that the more specific and more honed in on a specific topic you can be,
right?
You can make an entire podcast out of that.
Deep and narrow, they say.
And you find that niche audience, niche or niche, whatever. Like, for instance, Brody's Walkers and Talkers podcast, specifically aimed at that show.
Exactly. And I have no interest in it because I have no friggin' clue.
Right. But what do you have in your life that you want to expose that you have a lot of...
Exactly. But you knew how to hit a nerve with your Walkers and Talkers because you know there are a lot of people who love Walking Dead.
Yep.
This stresses me out because they were talking, I met this podcast guru, Maddie, too, and he was saying, you know, if there's just something that you're passionate about and you think you know more about this information, more about this topic than anybody else, that's what you should do. And it made me think, well, I don't think I have anything that I think I know more about than everybody else. Nothing.
But I bet you do.
I know. Blanche.
That's the thing. It's something you, Blanche, it's something that's so obvious you overlook it.
Maybe.
Like mine would be crunchy lasagna.
See, that would be a good one.
The
and
whole
I
podcast
would listen.
That would be about crunchy lasagna
every week. Every week. Talk about crunchy lasagna.
By the way, no matter what you talk about, crunchy lasagna is a great name for a podcast.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that.
Too late now. Someone just took it.
I want to do a shoe.
Give it back.
A shoe podcast, but I can't. What would you talk
about? There you go.
About?
That's a starter.
But
right there.
What would I talk about?
You should call it Walkers and Talkers.
I will sue.
That's a great name for a shoe podcast.
Finally, an interesting Walkers and Talkers podcast.
I just don't know what I would talk about. Like,
what you like, the hits and misses of the week, the new shoes that came out.
Yeah. Yes, I could have shoe designers on.
Shoes are so visual.
They really are.
So I don't know if you can do it.
You have to be very descriptive.
I don't know.
By the way, speaking of podcasts, this is a boring, boring podcast.
Let's all talk about sex.
Baby.
All right. Who
had sex this weekend?
I was trying to turn that out there.
Who had sex this weekend?
Who had sex this weekend?
I had, yeah.
You didn't know how to think about which...
Oh, no, wait. That was the end of last week. That doesn't count, right?
Friday. Friday's the weekend.
Oh, okay, then.
Yeah, see, I would never talk about my sex life with you.
Okay.
Oh, no, just you, but anyone.
Can we talk about the Grammys? No, I have a concern about the Grammys. What's the woman's name who won the album?
You didn't have sex this weekend?
No, I did not.
Casey Musgraves.
Very talented.
Love her, by the way.
But she won Album of the Year.
Yes.
Now, here's my problem. The CMTs, the CMAs, country artists have their own award shows.
Oh, God.
Give us this. Let pop music win the Grammy for Best Album. You have your own thing. Go win a CMT.
No, but the Grammys is full spectrum. It's every genre.
She was full on shocked. She sat there with her mouth open.
But her album doesn't cross genres. It's just one genre. I like an album that crosses multiple genres. To me, that's a great album.
Well, I think a lot of people like her album who also like hip hop.
But he's got a point because we don't have the top 40 awards.
Well, then we should.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, then go to iHeartRadio.
Yeah, well,
like Post Malone crossed multiple genres of music. Yeah. That's a great album.
Right.
If the point is to attract a lot of people and get a lot of people to listen to the album, I feel like Post Malone might have won Best Album. Nothing against a country artist.
I don't know.
I agree with that.
I see what you're saying.
We need, in addition, the Grammys cannot be just a pop.
Right. But let's say, you know what? Let her win Best Country Album. But there should be also a Best Pop Album. Yeah. I don't think you can compare all those genres.
There is
in
a best
category.
Pop album, isn't
but
there?
But like at the Oscars, you don't put best drama against best comedy. I mean, it's best picture, but it's never a comedy.
What are you saying?
I think there's a best pop album. There is that because Ariana Grande won it. It was like best pop vocal record.
That's right.
Best pop vocal album.
So who won for best country album?
Ariana won for Sweetener. That was best pop album. She's right. Gandhi's right.
Here's my favorite thing about Gandhi. She has her laptop in front of her. And if ever you say one thing that she may have a question about, you can hear her fingernails. You can hear her fingernails on her keys, like looking it up.
Best pop vocal album.
Well, I just want to make sure that I'm putting out the correct information on like the Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Well, there's also
only the scary part.
There was also best rap album, and Cardi B won that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There was best 100%. Country album.
100%.
So now it's just best album.
Right. Nah. And they decided it was a country thing because some people could argue then that hip hop should be kicked out too because the BET Awards exist.
Right.
And they have their own category.
And you're right.
So.
Ariana won Best Pop Vocal Album, even though she wasn't there.
And you know who else had a great weekend was Halsey. And she wasn't even at the Grammys, right?
Nope.
She was at Saturday Night Live.
Yes, yeah, she was.
She was much better than the material they made her do.
What's the difference between a Grammy and an AM and American Music Award?
One's one company, one's the other.
Yes, that's the only thing?
Yeah.
One was created by Dick Clark. The other was created by...
The Grammy Whammy.
So which one is more prestigious?
The Grammy.
Well, arguably, but yeah.
First in, baby.
The most prestigious is the iHeartRadio Music
Award. Obviously. But don't the Grammys and the AMAs have this thing still where if one performs at one, they can't perform at the other? They used to, remember?
Yeah, I think those are the production companies. They get hard on for people who aren't, you know.
Yeah.
I got a feeling.
Aren't doing theirs exclusively.
Right. If a big enough artist wants to do both, they'll do both.
Hey, by the way, the iHeartRadio Music Awards, we just love all serve all.
That's it. Yes. Anybody
we don't care
can
where
come.
You perform.
You just show up.
I'm super excited to go this year. Can't wait. You've never been?
It's fun.
I can't wait. You guys are a fun team.
It's easier. It's easier than the music festival. We don't work as much.
Right. Okay. And the categories are more.
We don't.
The
we
do. No, no, you fun. Do. We don't.
The categories are like more fun.
Most Instagrammable animal, right? Yeah. Hmm. The dog that won, the palm dog.
Jeff Palm.
You know what I want to do tomorrow? I want to try to explain on this podcast the difference between music back then and music now. I sent this article to Scary. Didn't I send it to you, Gandhi?
No,
just Scary. It's about the sound of music back in the 70s and 80s, especially the 70s, versus now. And it's a scientific approach to how music is different. It's recorded different. Mm. It's processed different. And it's changed.
There were sound engineers that would concentrate on the highs and the lows of a track and an album. And now it's so loud and noisy that we're all competing for the most compression, which means too much highs. So they took like a bar graph and they tracked all the dots on it. And like today's music, like four of the five songs.
I should explain this, like I said, on tomorrow's podcast. Yeah. We need to get audio.
Was this the?
You know what? I'm saying that we're not going to talk about this tomorrow.
No, I was
fascinated by it, Elvis.
You have to have audio backup.
Examples. Yeah.
Because they're saying the way music is recorded now is fatiguing, as opposed to the way it was recorded back when we played vinyl and it was a whole different world. But it's better explained with music. Yeah.
Was this the article about the golden age of pop?
No.
So it came out, a study just came out saying they have the official golden age of pop, the years. Do you want to try to guess?
70s.
Close. 60s through the 90s. Anything after that is not the golden age of pop.
Huh. Okay.
What about Macarena?
That's in the 90s.
Macarena.
Less ketchup.
90s.
Less ketchup.
I'm serious. This is probably the most boring podcast we've ever had.
It's a Monday podcast. It's kind of like...
Better than Gandhi's podcast.
We're tired.
My podcast doesn't exist, but when it does, you'll see. You will rue the day, Brody.
Hag.
I will definitely rue the day. I'm going to fact check that thing up and down.
I know you
rue
will.
Rue the day.
Oh, my gosh.
Scary. Is rue the day correct?
You know what? I'm not going to argue with him. I'm not, because I'm going to be proven wrong. I could tell.
Rue it.
You are so Charlie Brown.
Well, I got to rock. I missed the wrong. Football again.
All right. Oh, it's over.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Oh, thank God.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.